What if there was a way to check the accuracy of Joseph Smith's ability to translate ancient documents? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we don't have the golden plates of the Book of Mormon. They mysteriously disappeared, so where do we go from here?
John, in 1835, Joseph Smith acquired a collection of Egyptian texts from a man touring the US with an exhibition of ancient artifacts. Among them, Smith claimed to find the lost Book of Abraham. Now, this was pre-Rosetta Stone. No one could translate Egyptian hieroglyphics, which meant no one could argue with his translation.
Now, do we still have his translation of this document?
We do. The Book of Abraham is part of the Pearl of Great Price. It includes Joseph Smith's translation and three images he found among the Egyptian papyri.
And do we also have the original Egyptian text to compare them?
Well, these were thought to have been lost until 1966, when some turned up in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. They're now owned by the Mormon Church, and they give us the frame of reference we're looking for.
Okay, now scholars can read Egyptian hieroglyphics. Was that good news for the Mormon Church?
John, the images Joseph Smith included in the Book of Abraham are common Egyptian funeral documents. They've got nothing to do with Abraham. You can clearly see the hieroglyphics, and scholars now know that Smith's translation is totally inaccurate.
How about that?
The Book of Mormon has no historical credibility, so there's no reason to believe it, but the Book of Abraham can be examined, and there's every reason not to believe it. It's more evidence that Mormonism is built on a shaky foundation.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org.